Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, touch table in places other than Detroit. It's time for football today. David.
So, Mike, I wanted to get your take on this. I got Rico and Stoney's take on this yesterday. There's a lot of layers to it. When it comes to the three-game suspension for Azeez Al-Shaahir, suspended for the Trevor Lawrence hit, and there's a lot of things here. John Runyon wrote about the lack of sportsmanship and respect that he has for the game, how he does not reflect the core values of the NFL. And then you had another angle to it with Joe Thomas and Richard Sherman agreeing to it, that there should be a change to the QB slide.
Agree.
There needs to be, there's a weaponized quarterback slide is what they call it. It needs to be out of the game. So your thoughts on that I move on to something
else. I think both things are true. Al-Shaahir, that was disgusting. And here's the thing. I've always said when officials are calling a game, I think you do need to factor in an intent. Watching that hit, there was an intent to kill him. I mean, it was a forearm shiver to his skull. Now, the flip side, you're out of the pocket. You are a runner. I can't have you sliding late where the defensive player, like, you're going a million miles an hour. I think there has to be something where, okay, hey, running quarterbacks, here's the deal. If you want safety, get your ass out of bounds. There will be no more of these, you know, late slides because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have the ref keep the flag in his pocket. So Al-Shaahir went way over the line. But the sliding, it's not fair to defensive players because quarterbacks have gotten hip to it. The later I do it, that's a free 15 for my team.
Well, yeah, it goes back to, I remember the Niner game with Patrick Mahomes, and he went to the sideline, looked like he was going to go out. Warner said, you know what, not going to touch you. Psych! I'm going to keep running another 20 yards. I said yesterday, if you want to do a rule change, if you want to eliminate the slide, you allow the quarterback at any moment when he wants to give himself up, he can just spike the ball and wherever
he's been now suspended for a game because he refused to enter the game late into that game. Apparently, he's frustrated in his role and lack of his usage in Baltimore. His best season was years ago, and he hasn't done anything since. And I mean, his best season was 2021.
David, he came out of his mom's womb frustrated. Deontay Johnson, this is him. Yeah. It's who he is. It's why he's not in Pittsburgh anymore. It's why he washed out of Carolina. It's why he's going to wash out right here with the Ravens. He's just, I don't know, you work your whole life to be an NFL football player. What you're, he's destroying his own career.
Yeah, because he wants to be the wide receiver diva, except for he does not have the numbers to be the wide receiver diva. It's like anything in life. If you're out there putting up 15 touchdowns a year, getting, you know, 1,500 yards receiving, yes, you can complain. You can do a lot of stuff, and the team will say, all right, we'll try to make you happy. But no productivity, and you say, I need to play more. Why? You don't take advantage of the time you play. And when we tell you to go in the game, you don't want to go into the game. So what are you complaining about?
One thing that I was informed about.
Some Pittsburgh receivers, man. What's in the water?
Well, as soon as they leave Pittsburgh, I don't know. I guess they hide things in Pittsburgh, and I have no idea.
Listen, I think Pittsburgh hit a lot with Antonio Brown.
Yeah, it's
you
don't
know what's
yes, they did.
You talk to beat writers, they know a different story. What, you think you're hearing everything Pickens is up to? Yeah. I won't be shocked if they trade Pickens in the offseason. Right. He's a total pain.
I just don't get it. Like the Pittsburgh wide receiver, not to slander your team, David, but I mean,
we still win though.
From dancing juju to like what are we doing here?
You're exactly right about that. Rico, you mentioned this earlier in the show. Hard Knocks started yesterday, the in-season Hard Knocks, and it was revealed the $2.9 million that Joe Burrow spent on a Batmobile.
Son, I don't think you get how taxes work and what guaranteed money is. Now, you sign your second contract to Joe Burrow, buy whatever you like. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Would I buy that thing? No, but
whatever. You could buy your mother a house. Maybe hold off on the bench.
No, my point is the kid spending over $1 million when you're a low second round draft pick with a very minimal guarantee. That ain't bright. The Bentley? Not bright.
No, the Bentley's not bright, but taking care of mom, okay.
Well, and you're going to need a place to live when you get cut. So, yeah,
but yes.
Noted.
If I had a chance to buy the Batmobile, David, just know, yes, I would.
You're going to need a place to live when you get cut.
If I could put the Batmobile on, he went games where, you know, he would have 2 incomplete passes, 3 incomplete passes. We did an over-under. Will he have over 4.5 incomplete passes? So I see this. I think Tua long-term, but this year, Goff's on fire.
Maybe he can even out for you here, Mike, because they did say the best touch and timing would be Tua. So maybe that's where it falls in when it comes to the accuracy. Hey,
believe me, I'm not fighting over stuff like this. Right. Now, I'm sure Costa would. This is for sure. Things like this, I don't care enough about to fight.
Where's Matthew Stafford?
I can't wait for him to do his SEC Big Ten podcast. He's still on this thing about, oh, the SEC's not that good. It's the Big Ten. I'm like, Jim, you're literally talking to yourself. Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, I as much as I like the Big Ten, that's kind of asinine. I mean, especially when you look at the strength of schedule. And yeah, if you took this team and you swapped, here's how I see it, David. If I took MSU and gave them Indiana's schedule, they're playing a bowl game. Okay? And we see how bad they are. But if they had that Indiana schedule, they would have won at least 8 or 9 of those games. And we'd be talking about them. Oh, Jonathan Smith is ahead of schedule. No, he just had a great schedule.
And I'll close this out in the wide receiver category because I thought of both of you two when I saw this category, and it didn't have the guy that we always talk about. At best at getting open, they put Puka Nacua here, but shouldn't it be
Cooper Kupp? Hard to argue with either one. I feel like those guys are open all the time.
Always.
That's part of the scheme too, man. McVay's nuts.
I'm going to say, I see Puka Nacua because, so much goes into Cooper Kupp that I think he benefits from that. You know who else? Look, the team is bad, but he's becoming that guy. Is Juwan Jennings for the Niners. He's just like nobody covers him, and on 3rd and 8, he picks up 15-some yards. Another guy is Amon-Ra, same way. I rarely see like a defender there. Like he has to make a difficult catch. It's like there's nobody within 5 yards of him. Why is nobody covering Amon-Ra? So I would add those two as well.
And that is in football today.